لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد صدق الله رسوله الرؤيا بالحق لتدخلن المسجد الحرام إن شاء الله آمنين محلقين رؤوسكم ومقصرين لا تخافون. فعلم ما لم تعلموا فجعل من دون ذلك فتحا قريبا. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا. سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود. ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل. كزرع أخرج شطأه فآزره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار. وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hajj is performed in Makkah Mukarramah and its vicinities. In Mina, in Arafah, in Muzdalifah, and in Makkah Mukarramah itself. Going to Madinah Munawwara is not part of Hajj. Technically, if a person, he goes to Makkah Mukarramah and he performs his Hajj, and he does not go to Madinah Munawwara, his Hajj is fulfilled. However, going to Madinah Munawwara is an expression of one's iman, faith, and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Madinah Munawwara is close to the heart of a believer. That is the place that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala chose for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to migrate and live in. Madinah Munawwara is the resting place of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is Madinah Munawwara that Islam got established, and from there Islam spread to the different parts of the world. Madinah Munawwara is one of the most sacred places on this earth. It is mentioned in the hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرت بقرية تأكل القرى يقولون يثرب وهي المدينة. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala who says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that I have been ordered that I should migrate to a town that will consume all the other towns of the world. It will be the greatest town and the most superior town of the world. People call it Yathrib, and that is Madinah Munawwara. And Jabir ibn Sabura radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, إن الله سمى المدينة طابة. Jabir ibn Samurah radiallahu ta'ala who says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, verily Allah tabarak wa ta'ala named Madinah Munawwara Taba. Allah named Madinah Munawwara pure. And Abi Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يصبر على لواء المدينة وشدتها أحد من أمتي إلا كنت له شفيعا يوم القيامة. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says nobody made sabr on a difficulty than hardship of Madinah Munawwara for my ummah, but because of him making sabr in Madinah Munawwara, I will intercede for him on the day of Qiyamah. It is also narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, كان الناس إذا رأوا أول الثمرة جاءوا به إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. When people used to see the first fruits of a season for the sake of barakah, they used to bring it to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فإذا أخذه, when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to take the first fruit of the season, he used to make this dua, اللهم بارك لنا في ثمرنا وبارك لنا في مدينتنا وبارك لنا في ساعنا وبارك لنا في مدنا. Oh Allah, give us barakah in our fruits. The fruits of Madinah Munawwara. Oh Allah, give us barakah in our town Madinah Munawwara. And oh Allah, give us barakah in our sa' and mud. These are the two measures of Madinah Munawwara. اللهم إن إبراهيم عبدك وخليلك ونبيك وإني عبدك ونبيك وأنه دعاك لمكة وأنا أدعوك للمدينة بمثل ما دعاك لمكة ومثله معه. Oh Allah, your slave, your Khalil, your friend, Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام, he is your Khalil, he is your Nabi, and I am your slave and I am your Nabi. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for barakah of Makkah Mukarramah, and I make a dua for barakah of Madinah Munawwara, double the amount of barakah that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made for Makkah Mukarramah. It is mentioned in the hadith by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu qawal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ala anqabil madinati malaika la yadkhuluha at-ta'un wala ad-dajjal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that and the valleys of Madinah Munawwara, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala appointed malaika and angels. Plague, ta'un will not enter Madinah Munawwara, and neither Dajjal will be able to enter Madinah Munawwara. And Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yakidu ahla al-Madinah ahadun illa al-ma'a, kama yanma'u al-milhu fil ma'a. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, nobody deceives people of Madina Munawwara, the residents of Madina Munawwara, they will get dissolved like how salt gets dissolved in water. And Anas ibn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, anna nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana idha qadima min safar. Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, that Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he should come from safar, when he should go out of Madina Munawwara, he should go out on journey, فَنَظَرَ إِلَى جُدُرَاتِ الْمَدِينَةِ. And when he should see the walls of Madina Munawwara, the boundary of Madina Munawwara, أَوْزَعَ رَاحِلَتَهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to hasten his camel, وَإِن كَانَ عَلَى دَابَّةِ حَرَّكَهَا مِنْ حُبِّهَا. And if Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on an animal, he would make it go fast to reach Madina Munawwara quickly because of the love for Madina Munawwara. Anas radiallahu ta'ala also says, أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam طَلَعَ لَهُ أُحُدٍ. Once, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was out of Madina Munawwara and returning to Madina Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the Mount Uhud. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commented and he said, هَذَا جَبَلٌ يُحِبُّنَا وَنُحِبُّهُ. That this is a mountain that loves us and we also love this mountain. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then made this dua, اللهم إن إبراهيم حرم مكة وإني أحرم ما بين لابتيها. Oh Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, he has sanctified Makkah Mukarramah and I sanctify the area between the two valleys of Madina Munawwara. It also mentioned in the hadith, عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من استطاع أن يموت بالمدينة فليموت بها فإني أشفع لمن يموت بها. رواه أحمد والترمذي. ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says that that person who can help it to pass away and die in Madina Munawwara, become the resident of Madina Munawwara and remain in Madina Munawwara until the person died in Madina Munawwara, then he should do that and try to die in Madina Munawwara. For I will intercede for those people that die in Madina Munawwara. The intention of traveling to Madina Munawwara should be specifically to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the opinion of all the four major schools of thought. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh. All of their opinion is, when traveling to Madina Munawwara, the intention should be specifically to go and visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are differences of opinion whether Makkah Mukarramah is more virtual and superior than Madina Munawwara, or whether Madina Munawwara is more virtual and superior than Makkah Mukarramah. But whatever the case may be, all the ulama are unanimous that the Rose Mubarak and the earth around the Rose Mubarak is more virtual and more superior than the entire Madina Munawwara, more superior than Makkah Mukarramah, and even more superior than the Kaaba Sharif in Makkah Mukarramah. When a person goes to Madina to Munawwara, he's going to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraging us to make ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after performing hajj. And there's many virtues and many encouragements for a person to go out of his way to come to Madina to Munawwara to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in the one hadith, عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من زار قبري وجبت له شفاعتي. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says, that person who visits my qabr, who visits my grave, then my intercession on the day of Qiyamah will become wajib, become compulsory upon me. عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من جاءني زائرا لا يهمه إلا زيارتي كان حقا علي أن أكون له شفيعا. That person, he traveled all the way and he come to Madina Munawwara, his only purpose is to come and visit me, to make my ziyarat, then it become compulsory upon me that I intercede for him on the day of Qiyamah. It also mentioned another narration of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, من زارني بعد وفاتي فكأنما زارني في حياتي. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person who visited me after my demise, It is as though he has visited me in my lifetime. It also mentioned one hadith, مَنْ ذَارَنِي مُتَعَمِّدًا كَانَ فِي جِوَارِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That person who goes out of his way, come to Medina Munawwara specifically to visit me, he is motivated by my love, and I'm close to his heart, and he takes all the pain and difficulty to travel far and wide just to come and present himself before me, then on the day of Qiyamah, he will be in my neighborhood. Rasulullah ﷺ further mentions, وَمَنْ مَاتَ فِي أَحَدِ الْحَرَمَيْنِ بَعَثَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْآمِنِينَ. Anybody that passes away in one of the two harams, Makkah Mukarrama or Madina Munawwara, he will be among the peaceful people on the day of Qiyamah. You know, there's a lot of wa'id and lots of warning for a person who goes all the way for Hajj, and then he leaves out Madina Munawwara, he doesn't go to Madina Munawwara to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ حَجَّ الْبَيْتِ وَلَمْ يَزُرْنِي فَقَدْ جَفَانِي. That person who makes Hajj of the Baytullah and he does not come and visit me, then such a person has oppressed me. Such a person has made zulm upon me. Even hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he left Makkah Mukarrama, everything in Makkah Mukarrama got dark. Sometimes, because of a personality, everything becomes noor, light, barakah around it. When the person leaves, then everything seems to be dark and there's no enjoyment in that area anymore. That was the situation when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Makkah Mukarrama, aslama minha kullu shay. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Madina to Munawwara, abha'a minha kullu shay. Everything brightened up in Madina Munawwara. There was noor, there was light, everybody felt happy and comfortable, and they could feel satisfaction and contentment with the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Al-Madinatu biha qabri, wa biha bayti, wa turbati, haqqun ala kulli muslim ziyaratuha. Madina Munawwara, my qabr is there. My house is there. And it's wajib upon every Muslim to come and visit Madinatul Munawwara. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, that anna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, ma min ahadin tusallimu alayya inda qabri, illa raddallahu alayya ruhi hatta arudda alayhi as-salam. Anybody that come by my qabr, by my roza, and he conveys salam upon me, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sends my ruh back to me until I actually call a return and reply to the salam of the person that stand by my roza and convey salam to me. It also mentioned in a narration that man waqafa inda qabri Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anybody that stands by the roza mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then he recites this ayat of the Quran Kareem, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Verily Allah and an angel, they send salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the person, he stands by the Rawdah Mubarak and he says, sallallahu alayka ya Muhammad, sallallahu alayka ya Muhammad, sallallahu alayka ya Muhammad. He says it 70 times. Then an angel is appointed and the angel then tells to him that, sallallahu alayka ya fulan, you sending salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah send salat upon you. وَلَمْ تَسْقُطْ لَهُ حَاجَةً. And then all your hajat, all his needs are then fulfilled by the barakat of visiting the Rawdah Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a person is traveling to Madinatul Munawwara, he becomes very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only physically, but spiritually. And that should be the purpose of a person visiting Madinatul Munawwara. While traveling to Madina to Munawwara, increase one's durood and salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some ulama have stated that reciting 1,000 times Surah Al-Kawthar, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. For the thawab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is found to be very, very beneficial. During one's travel to Madina to Munawwara, express humbleness, express humility, make tawbah and istighfar to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Thank Allah for this great boon and bounty that you are going to Madinatul Munawwara. This is the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the house of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is the house of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is the house of the pure wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the house of the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and house of the great lofty Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To be Madinah to Munawwara actually requires angelic qualities to be the person. Think to yourself, I'm an impure person. I have so many weaknesses. I have so many weak shortcomings. I'm such a sinful person. I'm so nafaq. Yet Almighty Allah Tabaraka handpicked me to come here to Madinatul Munawwara and to stand before the Rose Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thank Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and glorify Almighty Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala for this. When a person comes to Madinatul Munawwara and he just enters Madinatul Munawwara, then apart from making tawbah, istighfar, thanking, glorifying Almighty Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, recite this dua: اللهم هذا حرم رسولك فاجعله لي وقاية من النار وأمنا من العذاب وسوء الحساب. اللهم افتح لي أبواب رحمتك وارزقني في زيارة نبيك ما رزقته أولياءك وأهل طاعتك فاغفر لي وارحمني يا خير مسؤول. أجد دعائي: اللهم هذا حرم رسولك فاجعله لي وقاية من النار وأمنا من العذاب وسوء الحساب. اللهم افتح لي أبواب رحمتك وارزقني في زيارة نبيك ما رزقته أولياءك وأهل طاعتك فاغفر لي وارحمني يا خير مسؤول. The meaning of this dua is, oh Allah, this is the haram of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a means of me being saved from the fire of Jahannam and a means of protection from me from the azab and from bad accountability on the day of Qiyamah. Oh Allah, open for me the door of your rahmat. And oh Allah, bless me with the ziyarat of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like how you have blessed your awliya and you have blessed obedient people to stand before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, have mercy upon me. Oh Allah, you are the best one who could ever be asked with anything. Once a person enters Madinatul Munawwara, he gets settled in his room, take a bath, and proceed to a Masjid al-Nabawi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to convey salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wear one's best attire. The best clothing that a person has, normally on the day of Eid, people will try to wear the best clothing. So whatever best clothing the person has, wear that attire. Today is a day which is more greater than the day of Eid. It is more joyful than the day of Eid. Apply itar on one's attire, put a shawl, adorn yourself in the sunnat way, comb your beard, put some oil or itar on your beard, and proceed to the Rose Mubarak. Think to yourself that mashallah, Allah has given me the beard, Allah has given me sunnat attire, and inshallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will also be happy with the sunnat attire of mine. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will also be happy with my sunnat beard. Now, we are about to present ourselves before the greatest of mankind. Take full pride in that and be fully conscious of that. Before visiting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give some sadaqah, some charity to a poor and a needy. Proceed to Masjid al-Nabawi while reciting durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with full concentration, devotion, love and muhabbat for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Enter Masjid al-Nabawi and fulfill the normal etiquettes of entering a masjid. Enter with the right foot. Recite the dua: Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmatik. Oh Allah, open the door of your rahmat and mercy for me. And thereafter recite durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When entering the masjid, make intention of nafl i'tikaf. Recite two rakats tahiyyatul masjid. Then if it is not makruh time, if it is not sunrise, midday, sunset, or after asr or after fajr time. Now after salat, make tawbah to Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and beg Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to guide you how to best present yourself before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also make dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that oh Allah, accept my ziyarat. If it is possible to enter through Babi Jibreel, to go to the Rose Mubarak and convey salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then do that. Generally, Ramadan time or Hajj time, it is difficult to enter to Bab-e Jibreel. So if that is not possible, then at least follow the queue and enter through Babu Salam, which is right in the opposite direction of the Rose Mubarak. Condition your mind that now you are a few moments away before you can actually stand before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Create a sense of humbleness in yourself by focusing on your weakness. Have your gaze down and continue reciting durood and salat upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the greatest amount of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As you are walking through the corridor, you will sense the green gates drawing closer to you, or you will see the green gates right in front of you. Once you are right there in front of the green gates where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting, face the Qibla and comprehend in your mind that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is actually resting and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is seeing me. So just as when a person has to meet a person, and how you talk to a person with the greatest amount of respect, with the greatest amount of humbleness and humility, be rest assured that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting and is also seeing me. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also happy with me. So with happiness and with full of pride and joy, convey salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are many ways of performing his gifts, conveying salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One recommended way of conveying salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayri khalqillah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Sayyidi Wuldi Adam. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ayyuhan Nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ya Rasul Allah, إني أشهد أن الله لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أنك بلغت الرسالة وأديت الأمانة ونصحت الأمة وكشفت الغمة فجزاك الله خيرا جزاك الله عنا أفضل ما جزى نبيا عن أمتي اللهم أعطي سيدنا وعبدك ورسولك محمد الوسيلة والفضيلة والدرجة الرفيعة وابعث مقاما محمود الذي وعدته إنك لا تخلف الميعاد وأنزله المنزل المقرب عندك إنك سبحانك ذو الفضل العظيم. This is one way of conveying salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After conveying salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on behalf of yourself, if anybody have requested to convey their salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then remember that and also convey that person's salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah min on behalf of whoever the person may be. Take the name and convey that person's salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I also take advantage of this opportunity to request all of you, whoever goes by the Rose Mubarak, then convey my salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam As-salamu alayk min Ibrahim ibn Yusuf Desai. Convey the salam on behalf, my behalf to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After conveying salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take a few steps and convey salams to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The recommended words and the statement that one should say when conveying salam to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala is As-salamu alayka ya Khalifata Rasulillah wa saniya fil ghar wa rafiqahu fil asfar wa aminahu ala al-asrar Abu Bakr Siddiq jazakallahu anna wa an ummati Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khayra. If a person knows these words, then convey salam with these words. And if the person does not know these words, then just from one's heart, one simply says, As-salamu alayka ya Abu Bakr Siddiq. And think about the fazail, the great virtue and the lofty position of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And stand there and tell to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu that may Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward you on my behalf and behalf of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have to take a little four steps more and convey salam to Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and say, "Assalamu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar al-Farooq, الذي أعز الله به الإسلام إمام المسلمين مرضيا حيا وميتا جزاك الله عنا وأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم خيرا." Convey salam to Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu in these words, and if a person doesn't know these words, then simply say, "Assalamu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar Farooq." And think about the great fadail, the lofty maqam and position of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And also here, thank Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu for helping, assisting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and standing side by side with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and consolidating the cause of Islam with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After conveying salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, now take a few steps in front, face the Qibla and make dua towards heart's content. This is a time after conveying salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a time of ijabah. It is a time when a person's duas are most definitely accepted. So fulfill all the adab and etiquette of duas, praise and glorify Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the beginning of dua, send salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then make dua to Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Put the needs of the akhirat before the needs of the dunya. Now in the case of women, they also can make ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the time allocated for them to go to Masjid al-Nabawi to convey salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a woman is in a state of menses and she is desirous and very impatient to go and convey a salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then she can go from outside the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and convey salam from there. Now the area is behind the wall of the Qibla, parallel to an area where the men normally convey the salam. So stand there behind the wall and convey salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this way, being in a state of menses won't be an obstacle to convey salam, and the restricted time that are given to women, that won't be there. A woman can go any time outside the wall and stand there and convey salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, whenever anybody passes the Rose Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from outside, he should stop there for a little while and he should convey salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, it's a great fadl and a virtue that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to stay in Madinah Munawwara, present ourselves before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and convey salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thank Allah for that, glorify Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for that, and if possible, out of appreciation, give out some sadaqah and give out some charity. Now during one stay in Madinah to Munawwara, recite lots of durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try to present yourself as much as possible in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You don't get this opportunity all the time. You get this opportunity only when you're in Madinah to Munawwara. So value this opportunity and never miss out. Try to exert yourself. Do whatever it takes for every possible moment, go by the Rose Mubarak and convey salams to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Madinah to Munawwara, perform your 5 daily salat in the masjid with jama'ah. It is mentioned in one hadith, and Abi Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Salatun fi masjid hadha khayrun min alfi salat fi ma siwa illa al masjid al haram." That to perform one salat in this masjid of mine is more great and more superior than performing salat, 1,000 salat elsewhere, with the exception of in Masjid al-Haram. According to one narration, we understand that the reward of one salat in Masjid al-Nabawi is equivalent to 50,000 salats. And Hadha Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi has mentioned that this is not only for Farz salat, it also includes Nafil salat. So take advantage of this opportunity and recite as many Nafil salat as possible, and try to reap the greatest amount of reward for oneself and make great investments for the Akhirat. Being in Madinah to Munawwara, try to come to a masjid as quick as possible, spend maximum time in the masjid, and try to make at least one khatam of the Quran Kareem here. Go to the Riyadhul Jannah and perform salat there and also make dua. It is mentioned in one hadith, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ مَا بَيْنَ مِنْبَرِي وَقَبْرِي رَوْزَةٌ مِنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The area between my qabr, my roza, and my minbar, that is a garden from among the gardens of Jannah. When one goes to a roza mubarak, make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah, you have brought me in this Jannah. You have brought me in this roza. Oh Allah, the day of Qiyamah, also grant me entrance into your Jannah and your paradise, and take asan hisab for me on the day of Qiyamah. We make dua that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant all of us ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to go to Madinatul Munawwara and to fulfill our heart's wish, our desire, and that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the opportunity to take us to Madinatul Munawwara again and again and again. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala inculcate within us true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.